just a real. Yeah, so the real, so the always said Kenyan is the Ram Mechira Kenyan, the first three halachas in Hilchos Mechira. The idea of Kenyan is that you don't. It's not just das, but your das is concretized or brought into expressed in reality in the world of actions. So the way to express your das through actualizing what's taking place in the Kenyan. So either you give the guy money, or you use the item as a baal, or you transfer the deed. So then the object, you're actualizing the Kenyan. You're actualizing the Kenyan. So that's actualizing the transference. It's not just in your das, but you're doing an action, which is the expression of that. So that gives the answer to the question, though. So why would I have a havamina that you would need Edom? And it makes the point of saying is if you do the Kenyan, even if there are no Edom, that's it. It's fixed, and now you can't back out. So what's the havamina? Why would I say I need Edom? Hey there. Something like this. Maybe it's pshat that. See, like if I'll ask you a question, is that who vis-a-vis whom is the Kenyan relevant? Okay, like who are the parties in the Kenyan? So at first you'd say the Kona and the Makna, right? But I'll tell you that in a certain in a secondary sense, it's everyone. Okay, because bailus ownership is meaningful to everybody. I'm relinquishing it, you're taking it, but like, for instance, I can't steal someone else's thing. Like, someone who owns a given field or whatever is relevant. If I want to use it, if I want to whatever. The idea of whose thing is this, bailus is a phenomenon for everybody. It creates an issa, for instance. If it's in Kafka, then anyone can take it. If it's his, then you can't steal it, or whatever. If he lets you use all his stuff, then you could use it, but if someone else's, it's not. The reality of ownership, of a field being owned by someone or of an object being owned by someone, is something which is a phenomenon and is a reality vis-a-vis everybody. Okay, everybody has it affects everybody indirectly, although not directly. You know, the owner is the owner, but it affects everybody in an indirect way. So it's a public phenomenon. Ownership, I'm saying, is a public phenomenon. It's not just my private little thing that what I do in the privacy of my own home. No, I'm the owner of this thing, and people should know that I'm the owner. I don't want people thinking that it's hefker. Never, it's important. Like, so you'd say, since the idea of so Kenyan is creating like a public reality. It's not just creating a personal ownership vis-a-vis me. Right? I mean, for instance, if the whole world didn't know about bailus, if the whole world didn't respect bailus, it would be worthless for me to say I'm the owner.
And right? Conversely, if there is no world, your bailus is meaningless.
Right, exactly. Right. So, like, if I would, for instance, if me and you agreed that we'll transfer it, but no one else in the world recognizes the institution of property rights, then what does it do? So I own it. What does that mean? It just all ownership means is that the world has this agreement that we recognize a thing called property, called ownership. And then what I'm saying is, this is now I'm the owner. Everyone hear that? I'm the owner. This is mine. So that sets me up as the owner. So it has effects. It has an effect. It's a public effect. So you may argue that in order to transfer, in order to effectuate a change of ownership, it has to be public. The action which transfers, it has to reflect that quality of ownership. And it has to be in public. So Edom, the minimum share of public is Edom. If there's Edom, then it's in public. So it's like, so to speak, now it's on the books. It's on the record.
How's it in public?
It's official. Because Edom means it's witnessed. That's the share of witnessing.
And why don't you say it to Tzibor, you know?
I don't know. Because that's there's no idea of Tzibor. Tzibor is Kiddush Hashem. This is an idea of just being the minimum witnessing.
Before some, you mean, like?
Right. What's before? Which one before some?
Edom.
Yeah, I mean, it's the minimum shear of it being witnessed. And the thing is witnessed. It means witness means it's public. Like they say, for instance, they say, so this comes up by a shtar. They say a shtar has a kol. If you lend money to someone with a shtar, then everyone knows about it. Because
yeah.
There's Edom. Right? It has effects, what?
I heard of that. What does that mean?
Halachos. Because halachos, for instance, like a shibud. It's an halacha that if I lend someone money, then, what happens? If I, like there's halachas, like I think this is the case. Like let's say you have a guy who's poor or needs money. So let's say Mr. A lends him money, and Mr. B lends him money. Okay. So then, the Yishtaras, right? So then, Mr. B collects his debt. A collector. So then, Mr. A says, hey, wait a second. Then he defaults on the loan to Mr. A. So Mr. A could go to Mr. B and take the money and say, hey, listen, I lent him the money first. I had a prior claim on his property. Mm-hmm. So I have a right to be Torif, you know, or if he sold it. Or let's say he sold it to Mr. B, whatever. So whatever his idea is, that his property is when you lend the guy money, so then the guy's money is a prior meshubar. They're like on lien.
Right.
Like a mortgage, you have that.
Different levels of claim, so
right.
It's an asset.
So the idea is that I, but you'll say, the second guy, how's the second guy supposed to know that there was a lien here? How's he supposed to know? It's not my. I just thought I was just lending my money. How do I know that I'm going to have some other guy come along? Right. Oh, but the answer is that because when you sell something or you lend money with a shtar, they say a shtar is just like challah. Right. It has a call. People know about it. It's public. Once it's a document, it becomes public.
They're saying practically, or is it
practically.
Conceptual reality?
Practically. And they say, because I think it's the start of the Edom. I think it has to be the Edom. That type of start is the start of the Edom. And you have Edom, no Edom, and whatever, and then it turns out people end up finding out about it. It's like, it becomes like I forgot the exact facts, but they say it's a practical thing. Is that one person tells the next guy, and before you know it, people know about it. So it's like buy everywhere. Like nowadays, for instance, it's on public documents. But I mean,
right.
there also is a phenomenon like that. What I'm saying is that I'm showing there's an idea of something being public. And by shtar, you have that idea. But you would think that kinyan always has to be that way. Because I'd say kinyan is transfer of bailus. Bailus affects everybody. So you'd say is that in order for a thing to be, in order for a thing, a kinyan, to take place, it has to involve, the maisa kinyan must involve the public. Must not only involve these people, must involve the public, and the minimum public is the Edom. Okay, it means it's witnessed. So it must be witnessed. So that sort of saying is there's no halacha like that. By Kiddushin, you have that. By Kiddushin, it has to be witnessed. But by Kinyan, Islamic Kinyan, you don't have that. Like, as an example, if I own something and it was a secret, I kept it a secret, and no one knows that I own it. So then, I mean, what's it worth? People are just going to use it. People are just going to take it, or whatever. I mean, the ownership has to be known, or what's ownership is not known. So therefore, you might argue, since that's a component of ownership, is the known that is known, you may say the maisa which effectuates the ownership has to be in public. So you need Edom. So saying it's not true. The maisa kinyan does not demand that. People have to know about it. Okay, fine. They'll know about it. They'll find out. It's accidental, but that wasn't incorporated into the maisa kinyan itself. Maisa kinyan is complete without that. I think when we did kedushin, we said it's based on kedushas Yisrael. I mean, it was in those halachas. Like the condition isn't just like a technical kinyan, but it's a deep condition straw, which is that we don't just marry a woman and take her into our house and live with her, but it's like it's built upon a kinyan. Kinyan is like it asters her from everybody else. That's what it means, designating her to you and removing her from everyone else. And that's like condition straw, is that that we don't just like, so to speak, just sleep around or just pass around our wives, but that she becomes, it creates like a halachic designation of exclusivity in a kinyan. And that's like a exclusivity isn't just like an emotional reality that a man and a woman happen to like, but it's part of the Kedushas Yisrael that we have our wives are exclusively designated to us, and the Kenyan sets that up. And that idea is it's not the idea of making it public means that it's not just that we are doing a Kenyan between us. It's like our own personal private thing, but there's like a public idea that she's designated to me and to everyone else. And that the exclusivity has like an objective value, not just a personal, private, emotional value,
mm-hmm.
but it's an objective, public value, which is that everyone knows she's designated to me and Ruth and everybody else, and that's part of Gushis Yisrael, that we have these public, public expressions that she's setting her apart from everybody else towards me. That's like part of Mekadesh, because we said Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Adichul Bali Kedushin. You see, it's like part of Gushis Yisrael, it's mm-hmm. a Kedushin. So Kedushas Yisrael, as everyone knows, this woman is publicly designated away from everybody else towards you. You know, and you only sleep with her after that process takes place. That's like the reality of the exclusivity is rendered objective, not just the personal, emotional value. Something like that. But that's because of the uniqueness of Kenyan. It's not a regular Kenyan. It's Kenyan Shalessar, it's all different things. But in Kenyan and Vilas and Omnis, it's just a matter of the transference. So transference, the idea of it being public, wasn't incorporated. It could have been, but it wasn't. Here we're saying it is because it's different. It's more important that people know whose object this is than whose woman this is. Because woman, she has no shizesh, that's part of the shizesh. But the object, okay, fine, they'll find out whose object it is. It's different. Doesn't involve the shizesh. It's unique because of the nature of the Kenyan. Scholars, Torah didn't do that. I mean, Torah could have done that. You could see why the Torah could have incorporated that into the Maisa Kenyan, because it's relevant.
Because
it has a public effect. The Bible is public, but Torah said what the saying is, that's what I'm telling you, that the Torah never did that. Torah, although people find out about it, fine, they'll find out afterwards. It's never incorporated into the Torah of the Kenyan itself. You know what I mean? But it's just something, I mean, it warrants, it's relevant. Edom could have been relevant. There would have been an idea to incorporate them. But I mean, you gotta go by what the Torah did. I'm not saying it has to be, because you could say, like, oh, Ariel's saying, you say, look, I'll find that later, or whatever. Doesn't mean it has to, of necessity, be incorporated into the Torah of the Kenyan. So the saying is, it wasn't. Okay, it wasn't. I mean, I don't know. I think that's fine. That's fine enough.